and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. She was involved in the occult, involved in a cult. You know, the occult, when you start looking at mediums and spiritists and dabbling in that kind of, the horoscopes and those kinds of Ouija board kind of things. She was involved in those things. She was also involved in a cult that said, they said Jesus hates the symbol of the cross because it's a reminder that we murdered him. She's had clinical depression, social anxiety, unable to leave the house, constant feelings of impending doom. She even cut herself. It's called self-mutilation. There were indications of her being bipolar. She attempted to commit suicide. She ended up at Kahimohala. She was visiting the psychiatrist 2 to 3 times a week, a psychologist weekly. She's taking medications for her antidepressants, for insomnia, social anxiety, panic attacks, mood stabilizers. She was fired from her job because of an altercation with a coworker. Addictions to food, shopping. She's had declining health, obese, pre-diabetic, polycystic, ovarian syndrome. Escapism was another thing that took over her. She was mentally unstable, irrational, obsessive, negative, and cynical. Feelings of despair, hopelessness, anger, bitterness, just ruminating about the past, unforgiveness, loneliness, and having a victim mentality. Now, as you listen to these descriptions of my guest, perhaps one of those or a number of those can relate with you, or you can relate with them. Those situations and those circumstances that she found herself in. And it's because of that that we here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, that's why we have this show. It's because as I go over those things, I think to myself, aren't these the things that people deal with today? And the Lord brings in our studio today our featured guest who will speak about some of these things that the Lord has delivered her from. And the reason we have this program is because we want to remind you that in the very fabric of life, in the very inner workings of our day-to-day existence here on this earth, that you are not weird or abnormal if you struggle with stuff. That you have certain indications of one condition or another. And if you're socially isolated, if you've attempted to commit suicide, if you've had to go see a psychiatrist or a psychologist, if you yourself have self-mutilated. And sometimes it might not be just cutting. It might just be being so radical that they are indications of going beyond bravery and going to a place of fatalism where you don't think you're worth much, so you don't care. Well, all of those things can be brought to Jesus Christ. You can come to Christ just as you are, right where you are, with all that seeming pain and brokenness and confusion and sin. And Christ Jesus himself can forgive you of all your sins, all that messed up wrongness that you cannot even describe. The weirdness and the confusion of a of a tweaked mind. Christ at the foot of the cross, the shed blood of the cross that was shed on the cross of Calvary, Jesus' blood was shed for you. And through faith in him and his finished work, you can have a new start, a new beginning. Respond to the love of God, who rose again on the third day, and the living Christ. As much as he has changed and transformed our guest today, he can do it in your life. Melissa Singson says, God restored everything I ruined. Jesus is her Savior and Lord. She understood the meaning of what does it mean to surrender to Christ as the Lord of my life. She says, mental, physical, emotional healing began with taking responsibility for my behavior, forgiving people from my past. Today, her job has been restored. Her physical, mental, and emotional well-being has been restored, and so has her relationships. Her spiritual healing has impacted every area of her life, and Alfredo and I, Coach and I, are here. We can attest to that. We see her healthy, strong, with a glow of God's gracious smile on her face. But she's here to tell us what went on the inside. Melissa, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Waipahu.
Okay. Waipahu, tell us about your family.
My dad is, they're local. My dad is Filipino. My mom is Japanese.
Okay. Now, but there's something special here about your dad because
he went to Ferry.
That just tickles, more than tickles him. That's deep. Deep in it.
My mom, too. My mom is also.
Your mom went to Farrington, too. Okay.
They're high school sweethearts.
It's a double blessing.
Melissa, I heard about a dark room experience. A dark room that you were in because of unforgiveness. Tell us about it.
It's really painful to recall that time because I'm just in, you know, a really different place right now. And dark room, literally a dark room. I mean, in my house, in my room, curtains drawn, no outside contact, no relationships. Spiritually, just dead.
So you're in this place, in this dark room. It's a reflection of a dark life.
Yes.
You were involved in the occult, and it led down the road to a lot of pain.
Yes.
And so here you were. How did it all start? Take us back.
I don't know where to begin. I know that as a child, I was always fascinated by knowledge and power, I guess. I wanted to know about witchcraft or vampires or astral projection, ESP, anything that was powerful was appealing to me. And I think because I didn't have a Christ-centered life, there were no boundaries, there were no morals to keep me in check. I would read anything I could get my hands on. And there was just a lot of dabbling in any kind of occult that I could get my hands on.
What kind of effect, can you say now, looking back, did it have on you?
I think it really just brings so much confusion. I think about the demonic oppression that resulted from that, and you know, there were just so many doorways. I really think that gave the enemy an opportunity to come in and just, I don't know if I was possessed per se, but I do think that there was a lot of oppression, particularly like anxiety and depression, that was there from an early age.
So what led to cutting, self-mutilation? What led to an eventual suicide attempt?
Oh, okay. I trace it back to, how we were talking about my parents being, getting saved at, age 10, and how they had raised me previously, value academics and excel in school, get good grades, that kind of thing. And when we became Christians, they did that 180 where they said, we want you to be who God made you to be. And it's just like, what are you saying? Like, everything that I worked to succeed at, you don't care anymore. And there was a lot of anger on my part. I felt like, oh, my younger sisters had it a lot better than I did. And, they were just being treated like, you just be yourself kind of thing. And in my anger and my, I guess, resentment, there was a lot of rebellion against my parents. I just would sneak out and stay out all night. And I think my dad, it really hurt him. And there was that rejection from your father. And, of course, that makes you lonely. And then you're susceptible to all kinds of things because you're looking for affirmation from men, attention. You know, there's just this desperation and loneliness. Sorry, what was your question?
Continue on. I'm listening.
It seems like all those things kind of like opened up the windows for these kind of maybe some demonic influence into your life.
And definitely, yes.
And, you know, you said about rebellion and resentment. Usually those things are kind of how the enemy gets a hold of our lives.
Yes, that was definitely an opening. Just being, just that rebellion against my parents. And God really convicted me just recently about that he said, you know, you apologize and ask them for forgiveness, but what about me? You know, mm-hmm. That I had disobeyed God because he had placed them in authority over me, my parents. And I really had to, you know, confess and ask for forgiveness for that. And I do think that the rebellion and disobedience paved that way for depression. And during that time when I felt the rejection of my father, I did start cutting. I was very drawn to, I guess this is what, circa 1995-ish. Mm-hmm. So it was like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, that whole grunge movement. Listening to a lot of that, and that music to me is like inherently suicidal. I mean, it's just like begging you to kill yourself, basically. I was listening to it one day, and I just was inspired to pick up a razor blade and carve the word loser into my forearm. And it did scar, so I did bear that word on my body for years before the scar faded. And that's just horrible. Like, why would I even, I look back now and I'm horrified. Like, why would I even do it? I don't know. It sounds ludicrous. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, it sounds ludicrous, but it's what a lot of people believe about themselves today.
Right.
Yes.
It's a message, whether it came from, music back in the mid-90s or even music today.
Yes, that's so true.
And it could even come from somebody that doesn't really listen to a whole lot of music but has been continuously heard the beating drum of who they never were, who they have not measured up to be, who they're not going to become. I mean, it is constant.
Right.
And that's why, Melissa, you being here is so, so important, because we will talk here about things that most people may not ever talk about.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We will address certain things that people may have stirring on in their heart, or maybe have kind of packed it away in some corner of their soul. Mm. and hope that they never have to touch that box because it's a dark box.
Yes.
And inside that box,
it's ugly.
There's a stuff. We call it stuff because we don't want to describe it.
Right.
You know, it's weird. It's out there, and it's very, very painful. Things seen, things done, things heard, things done to us.
Right.
Well, as you listen, as you can tell already, this is one of those deep, high emotional kind of a programs, because we're going to talk about stuff that, you know, isn't typically spoken about, and we're just getting started.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, we'll talk about the effects of what music had on Melissa. But think about it in this way. The Lord sends Melissa to share, and she's being very open. It takes a lot of guts, a lot of courage for someone to come and speak about the things that she's speaking about. It's her experience. There's a deep level of vulnerability there. So where does she get the courage from to do that?
That's right.
It comes from the Lord.
Definitely.
And there is a strong potential now of redemption. In fact, she is already experiencing the redemption that is found in Christ. But the redemption comes when her brokenness relates to your brokenness, and then her healing in Christ becomes your healing in Christ. That's your hope and ours today. So stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So the messages just barrage through the songs that she was listening to the point where, as she describes it, it's like suicide music, you know? She gets out a razor blade and she carves out of her forearm the word loser. And it becomes part of the message that she looks at every single day. It's with her 24/7. And it leads her to a place of absolute despair. It leads to an attempted suicide. And yet it's so relatable to the messages that are being conveyed that is so counter or contrary to what God is communicating with us. Jesus said, the thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. And don't you think there's just a wild snicker that the devil has when he's got someone thinking that they are a loser, that they are worth nothing or worth very little, and that their existence is in question? And it makes someone feel so much despair that they want to end it or act so crazy that nothing matters, that they become indifferent and numb. But Jesus said, I have come.
Amen.
That you might have life and have it to the full, have it abundantly. Right. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. And we're here with our featured guest, Melissa Singson. I'm so grateful that she's here with us because she is a courageous young lady who is opening up to share out of her heart and life, so that as you listen, it's more than listening to, wow, they're talking about some deep stuff today. But now, how does it relate with your life today? And how can God use this program, this testimony, to improve the quality of your life to a place where you would never have imagined the purpose and destiny and the greatness that God has for you and in you?
Yeah. Melissa, you know, you're sharing about, you know, tattooing that or carving that loser mm-hmm. on your arm. And you were thinking that a lot of times every time you see it. You know, one of the things that the devil does, or the enemy, he comes and lies to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens, we believe those lies, and what we believe somehow affects the way we behave. And you know, you talked about resentment, rebellion, and mm-hmm. all those kind of things that kind of open the door
yes.
for, you know, for demonic attack on your life. Now, how did you reverse that? Because, you know, from going through that, looking at the loser and the victim mentality, what did you do to reverse that process? Yeah. Or to change your beliefs?
You know, first of all, you need to really be able to identify the lies. So just being able to have that discernment to see that, you know, the message that you're a loser, that's not from God. God would never say that, you know. Yeah. And to really be able to take captive all of these lies and just replace them with truth, that doesn't come unless you know Jesus. And Jesus is speaking truth into your heart. And it's funny, you know, Danny, how you were saying that the enemy is snickering, you know, as he's saying all these lies to us and we're buying them. And it's just funny. Today I was just, you know, as I was praying, I was thinking, feeling a little insecure. And I basically said, you know, insecurity, I laugh in your face now because I know the truth and I know who I am.
That's
and
good.
I know that Jesus loves me and that there's nothing you can do to change that, you know, that these spirits of loneliness and insecurity, they no longer have power, you know.
Someone right now is feeling very lonely.
Right.
And we're their friend and we are your friend.
Yeah.
Talking with you.
Right.
Sharing heart to heart with you. And of course, you can always email me, Danny, at thegoodlifehawaii.org, you know, to share. We'd love to hear how the Lord is using this program to minister to your life or to minister to a family member or friend. We'd love to get feedback. You can always friend me on Facebook and on Twitter as well. So I'm always sending out quotes and wanting to communicate what's happening, what's going on next. And, you know, it's a way, you know, 21st century style, social media.
That's
we
right.
can develop a relationship that way. But being in a lonely place, it can even become a physical pain sometimes.
Okay.
You know, and as you're there, somebody's there right now in this loneliness, feeling down. They're thinking, Melissa, how can I get out of it? Is it possible for me to get out of it? Right. What would you say?
I agree that loneliness can be like physically painful. I know what that feels like. So much so that I did try to take my own life. I just felt so much pain emotionally that, you know, people always say, oh, that's such a selfish thing to do. How could you do that to your family? But isn't it kind of selfish of them to force us to endure the pain and the torture that we're feeling emotionally? That's, you know, that's kind of where I was at. And I was thinking, I want the pain to end, you know, and I just remember praying and saying, God, you know, I don't know what the issue is on suicide. Like, are you going to send me to hell? I don't know. But I'm not doing it to be disobedient. I'm doing it because it's so painful living this life. I just want to escape. And if this is what it takes, I will do it. And that's a lie from the enemy, too, because you can escape from it with Jesus. You don't need to resort to taking your own life, to taking an entire bottle of Tylenol and recovering in Kahimahala. That's so unnecessary. We don't need to end up in a place like that, because Jesus can heal you. You know, he can comfort you when you're feeling lonely.
You know, Melissa, in those lonely moments, you know, turning to, you know, taking maybe drugs or, you know, but you turn to Jesus in the midst. And, you know, a lot of times people, when they're in that lonely, dark place, feeling so despair and despondent, they, you know, think of taking their life, but you didn't, you know.
I tried to.
You tried to.
I tried to, and, you know, there was this, it was funny because I took the whole bottle and I waited to die, and yeah. It took a long time, and there was a part of me that started to panic and think, a very small part of me that thought, you know what, I want to live. And in that panic, listening to that little voice, I told my parents, like, this is what I did, what should I do? And, you know, they called the ambulance, and it's just me kind of having this inner struggle of, you know, 10% of me wants to live, 90% wants to die. Mm-hmm. And I forgot what your question was.
No, it's really good. So what was the turning point in that? Because people may be feeling like how you felt right there. 10% want to live, mm-hmm. 90% want to die. What was the thing that turned it around? Or how the process of turning that around?
See, I was lucky because I had people around me who cared about me. I don't know if everyone has a support system, but
I think some people don't have a support system.
That's right, yeah.
And you were blessed to have that and to have time, you know. And you know, we all go through different levels of despair.
Yes.
And sometimes the despair, like with someone that doesn't have the support system, things can get so dramatic. I mean, this is dramatic, you know. But that's why this program is very important, because somebody today may be contemplating doing something that could end things for them.
Right.
And they think that's the only answer. But it's not. And we're not just saying it, that it's not. Because we too experience struggles in our own life. People have asked, you know, someone very close to me asked me before if I had ever thought of that.
Mm.
And I said, yes.
Yeah.
You know, there's been times when I've been so lonely. That's why I can relate with Melissa, too. Mm. That you think that it might be better to just disappear and not be around. And you mentioned about how selfish it could be. You know, the other part is someone could be thinking, well, that could be a generous thing to do, to not be a burden and not just right. be, you know, existing in that kind of sorry, somber, you know, hard, calloused existence.
That's another
because you can't process it. But that's correct. That's another lie.
Yes.
And the devil will try to hem us in, to push us into all these different kinds of ways where people will feel like, there's no other option. Okay, now here you are, Melissa. There was hope for you.
Yes.
And you found it in Christ. And as you did, you also experienced some things that happened at work that ended up causing you to end up losing your job.
Yes.
It was quite a dramatic thing. It sort of opens up the realities of how, you know, we can be very calculated in the things that we do, in the kind of harm that we can cause. And you experienced the result of that, and you lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you're a story of redemption, because
that's right.
Christ came in and did a work inside of you,
mm-hmm.
that affected future employment opportunities. And I want to come back from our break, and I want to get to this part now where we're moving to the abundant life.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Not the despair.
Yes.
But the abundant life that's in Christ.
Yes.
And as I'm sharing these things, and as Melissa shares, as Pastor Coach Alfredo Canencia shares, we do all this because there's an openness that we have, because Christ is allowing us to connect with your life. When we come back from our break, good things can happen when there's forgiveness. Good things can happen when there's repentance. Great things can happen when we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ. Fantastic things can happen when we are at a place where there is complete freedom and openness, because we have experienced the love of God. When we come back from our break, you'll hear more from Melissa Singson, Alfredo Canencia, as we talk about great things that can happen in your life if you come to Christ. And in a little while, I'm going to ask Melissa to share about how you can experience a relationship with Christ too, just like she has. And then a time of prayer. We've got a couple more segments left, and when we come back from our break, you'll hear more good things, hopeful things, life-giving words. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700-998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. online. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, did you know that the way that other people respond to you sometimes is a reflection of how you are to them? Or shall I say more personally, there are times when, you know, when I may be wondering, why do they act like that? Why do my kids act like this around me? Why do people act this way around me? And I'm pushing it on them, and they're acting weird, or they're acting strange, or they're acting a little bit unresponsive. But could it be, just for a moment of thought, could it be me? Could it be, just for a moment, could it be you? Could it be us? And is it us that may need to be changed, that need to change? While you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, I throw that question out to you because it certainly relates with the story of our featured yesterday, Melissa Singson. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. And we're having a really gut level, this talk is pretty deep. But we're here, and I want to remind you that as you're listening to this show, it may occur to you that it will be something you want to hear again, or more so, you might want to pass this on to a relative of yours, or perhaps a friend, who might be struggling, and you think, you know what, maybe this could help them. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can get this podcast for free, and send it to someone. Email link, send it by Facebook. I post it on my Facebook, Danny Yamashiro. You can friend me there if we're not already friends. And you can have access to it. We post our different links there, and you can send it. We want you to use this program as a way to minister to somebody, bring them hope, and be blessed by it.
Yeah. You know, Melissa, you know, you shared how you had some real victim mentality that led you to a place of, you know, being angry and bitterness in your heart. And you had an altercation at your workplace. Tell us a little bit about that. And
do you want me to go into detail?
Or? You share, and we can jump in and, you know, help guide you along the way. Yeah.
I basically just had a really bad attitude, and the dangerous thing about people with negative attitudes are they often don't think they have it. You know, I thought I was basically a good person. Mm. And, you know, my coworker, he ended up saying some unnecessary things to me that really kind of pushed my buttons. You know, it really hurt. Mm. And so in retaliation, I kind of shoved him repeatedly. And when he left for the day, I went on his computer, and in my retaliation, I put gay porn on his desktop, and I deactivated the button to change the background. So when he came in the next morning, he couldn't change it, and did a bunch of other things where, let's just say, I may or may not have hacked into some of his social media accounts and emails and stuff like that.
This is from anger and bitterness that's in your heart toward a coworker.
This is anger in my mind that is justified, which it wasn't, but I'm thinking, you know, since you did something so bad, what I'm doing, like, barely even cancels out what you did to me. And that was true of every relationship I had in my whole life at that time, that I'm continually amazed at my ability to spin things, to manipulate, and somehow make it seem like the other person's fault. You know, I never took responsibility for my role in things. And if somebody did something, that's all I focused on, what they did to me, how they wronged me. And God just started to convict me. He started to slowly, this didn't happen overnight.
Right.
It was now, gentle.
The result of that was you were fired and let go from
yes,
your job.
Okay, right. So yeah, getting back to that, I did all those things. And of course, my boss has to fire me because... you know, it's funny when he actually did it, when he told me that he had to let me go, I was angry. I wasn't apologetic or embarrassed like I am now. I told him, like, I'll never forgive you for this. Like, why are you doing this? You know, like, you're so wrong. And now I realize, I mean, I'm just horrified, I guess. I'm thinking about it and I'm inwardly horrified.
Well, the Bible says, and it relates to all of us,
right,
and all who are listening, that the heart of man is deceitful above all else.
That's right.
And desperately sick.
Yeah.
Another version says desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Right.
And so, there it is. You know, and I think within the crevices of all of our hearts and minds, We know that there would be things that, if brought to the table, brought to light, we would be horrified in it. But right. there is a, you know, we talk about getting stung, taking the stinger out, taking that potently destructive seed out. When you bring something to light, as you have and as you are, being able to share it, I know it's not easy, but it... disarms the devil in significant ways where he no longer can use that as a means of shame and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are many who live in shame and fear. And so we have these project image.
Right.
We project, we really carve out the reputation and we want people to see something that may be a part of us, but it's not really us.
Right.
And it's sort of a, you could call it a charade, but it's a way of a veneer that keeps people from really knowing who we are.
Mm.
Right. And therefore, there's not real liberty in the way that we would live our lives. But now, here you came to a place where obviously you got your job back. How did this all happen? Yeah. What took place on the inside where, you know, we got to fill in the gaps. Take us there.
Okay, so, yeah, basically, this is where me and the devil, this is where we got to. We got to me getting fired from my job, me being depressed and anxious at home, unable to leave the house, you know, just totally isolated. And then this is me and God today where... you know, I had the opportunity to meet with my old boss. What he did was he called me out of the blue and said, hey, I have this other position. You know, if you're looking for a job, do you want to interview for it? And, you know, I was just so blown away by that. That was just such an example of God's grace to me that he would even consider me for another position. Okay, so this is about 3 years later.
Okay, so there was a bunch of time in between.
Right. Lots of time for God to work on my heart.
Okay, that's important.
Yeah, that's very important. Yeah, because there's the area where you had to accept responsibility.
Yes.
And you know, realize.
So you were changing in the process then.
Right. 3 years of God gently nudging.
Okay, you know, take us to that part too before we get to the actual restoration of your job.
I think that God brought conviction to me through my family, just slowly saying things in ways that I could accept. You know, like I always had this thing about, oh, girls are mean and I don't like, you know, like they just tear each other down. And I couldn't have female relationships because I didn't trust other women. I had been hurt in the past and they just always backstab you. You know, and one day my sister told me, you know, Melissa, you're kind of a mean girl yourself. And I was like, what? Like, the first response is denial.
Yeah.
And you automatically think like, no, it's the other person. But something kind of rankled inside of me, and I knew that it was true, you know? And so just having a lot of those little moments that added up to one day, just, I think what happened was I just felt so convicted. Like, I kept telling God, oh, all these people did all these horrible things to me. And he, you know, God kind of told me, well, what was your role in it? What did you do? How are you responsible? And I was like, I'm not, you know, this is what they did to me. And when I actually honestly looked at the situations, I could see that, yeah, maybe there were some things I did that contributed. And so very grudgingly, I admitted, yeah, okay, I did a couple of things. There were things I could have done better. And I knew that I needed to apologize to these people, because I knew that I had done something wrong. And coming to that point where you can actually admit that, that's when God really can move in your heart and start to change you and start to heal you. And yeah, I had this conviction that I needed to apologize. So, you know, Facebook, you can find anybody on it now. Right. So I did find all these people from my past and contacted them and emailed them apologies. And, you know, some people responded, some people didn't. But just the act of, you know, saying little things, you know, I'm sorry about that. I could have been a better friend to you. You know, like, I wish I had done things differently. It's so freeing. It's powerful. You think that it's for the other person. No, it's for you. It's for God to work in your heart.
You feel like, you know, part of the redemption and God restoring your path, forgiveness was the key to opening that up, that
yeah.
got you to the place of the conversation again with your former boss.
Yes, I think that was the catalyst, definitely. So when given that opportunity to meet with him 3 years later, I sat down with him and I just said, you know, I am so sorry for all the things I did, for treating you disrespectfully, for not, you know, not for just for having this attitude of, well, I can do the work and I can do it 10 times faster than everyone else. So I can basically act however I want, you know, or I'm better than everyone else.
Entitlement mentality.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah. just such a negative attitude.
Prima donna at the workplace.
That's horrible to have, you know, and I see that now. But at the time, I actually thought I was a good worker. I thought I was an asset, and so deceived. Anyway, so when I met with him and, you know, I apologized and I just explained where I was at. He's a Christian too.
Yeah.
He kind of, I mean, I could tell he was very surprised, kind of taken aback, like, when I apologized. And just having him affirm me in that way, you know, to even consider me for a new position, this was not with their company, this was with someone they were affiliated with that he was a part of. God put it on my heart about going back to work at that place that I had been fired from. And when God told me that, I was like, I don't think so. You know, like, how embarrassing would that be to go crawling back and beg for a job? And they weren't even hiring anyway. So I was like, you know, I'm not going to do it. And God just kept telling me. And you know, when God tells you something, the longer you wait, the harder it gets. So I was like, I'm going to call him. And I called him and I said, hey, let me just throw this idea out there, you know, kind of framed it in such a way that I think I could benefit you now without all the bad stuff that, you know, that made me such a bad worker. But I've retained the knowledge and the training that you've given me, you know. And long story short, they offered me a position. They not created a position, but they found something for me to do, restored me to my job, forgave me, gave me another chance. I'm just amazed. So amazed.
The beauty of the reality of forgiveness and healing of relationships. Melissa, you're a testimony of a changed life. A life that's been changed and continuously
That's right.
Process
yes.
of change. Someone listening might be thinking, that's mean what she did.
Yeah.
And they might be saying to themselves, I know people like that.
Yeah.
Or perhaps that's me.
Yeah.
And they might not even like what they're becoming. And they're saying, could I change?
Right.
Could God do in my life what he did in Melissa's life?
Right.
Coach.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we all need the hope of the Lord.
Yes.
And what a testimony that Christ does change lives.
He does. He does indeed. You know, I just look at your life, Melissa. I realize the forgiveness was the key that unlocked the door and the pathway for God to redeem and restore your life. There are people right there right now, Danny. I sense that, you know, they're kind of thinking, you know, justifying, but never really coming to the place of forgiving and letting go. And I think if they do, if you're listening today, God will open a door and open up a way for you and make a way of redemption and to restore your life.
Mm, definitely.
When we come back from our break, you'll hear more from Melissa. She'll share heart to heart a little bit more, and then a time of ministry. Can you imagine this mean gal now softened by the love of Jesus Christ?
Awesome.
Experience the forgiveness of Almighty God, forgiven others who have hurt her, being restored and here in studio with a soft heart to pray for you. Someone who hasn't been broken herself, praying for you who might be in a place of brokenness right now. Well, we're going to stretch out our hands and pray for you when we come back. Because, you know, we're all about hope in Jesus Christ. And when someone comes just as they are, all the baggage, all the mistakes, all the burdens, all the guilt, and come to Jesus, Jesus Christ can forgive you of all your sins. Because what he did for you and for us, all the blessings can come to you through Christ. So stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmi of Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
Hear me,
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. You know, we talk about the importance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's marvelous. And the gospel is responding to Christ by faith. But that response by faith is also a repentant life. And that's the faith that you showed, Melissa. I'm here, Danny Yamashiro, with Alfredo Canencia, right. Our guest today, Melissa Singson. Melissa, someone today is saying, hey, can God do it in my life? And we can say, yeah, you come with repentance and faith in Christ. The work of the Lord can enable you to have a changed life, just like our guest today. Melissa, someone, can you pray for them in a time
Absolutely.
Of brokenness?
Heavenly Father, we just want to invite you into our lives, Lord. To all the broken, hurting people out there, Father, just come in. Come into our hearts, Lord. And I just pray that that each and every one of us listening would experience your overwhelming grace and love, God, that you would just pour it into their broken hearts, Lord, and restore and redeem in that amazing way that you do, Father. And I claim your healing, Lord, over all of these people. Thank you, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, in a time of brokenness, you have come just in the nick of time in the life of someone.
That's right.
Who is needing to hear this. And I just want to say also, Coach, you can throw in some of your thoughts as well. But when you, it's solely by the grace of God that you're saved. There's no work that you can do, no work that I can do. Just put your faith in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
As much as Melissa has prayed for you, Coach, someone today might be saying, okay, lead me in a prayer to receive Jesus. Right. I want to do it. I want to do it right now. I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Right. Coach, can you lead them in
yes,
a prayer?
Yes, man. I want to pray with you. You know, if you're out there and you want to receive the Lord, just pray along these words with me. Dear Jesus, I know and I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe you came and died on the cross for my sins. And that I ask you, Lord, you rose also on the third day, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and I open the door of my life, and I invite you in to be my Lord and Savior. Today, give me a fresh new start, a new beginning. Let the clouds of darkness roll back, and let the light of the Son of God shine in my life right now. And I thank you, Lord, for you just coming into our lives that we can live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you said that prayer, I want you to go to the goodlifehawaii.org and send me a note that you said the prayer with Pastor Coach to accept Christ and to put your trust in the Lord. Let us know. We've got churches there on our website, but there's churches in your area as well that preach the gospel, that focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can be a part of that church. Those churches, Pastor Alfredo is a pastor at Grace Bible Church Proside. You're always welcome there as well. Melissa, things changed, didn't it, with your relationship with your family?
Yes.
How did that go?
God definitely restored all my relationships with my family. The before picture is, I had no relationship. My sisters, I think they were scared of me. I don't know. They didn't want to talk to me. My dad, I think he was hurt by my disrespect and rebellion. Mm-hmm. And my mom was just praying so hard for me. And today, they all come to church.
That's right.
And we can talk. We have real relationships. We spend time together. I'm just so happy. I just feel so lucky, so blessed.
And you are. You are blessed.
Yes, she is.
The hand of God's grace is on you.
You know, one of the things I like about your story, Melissa, it's not about perfection. It's about your progression in your walk with God. That's what it's about.
Thank you for being with us, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. In the next few days, you're going to hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith. And there's no better time than right now, to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen to this show at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight every day, weekdays. You know, our stories are downloadable for free at thegoodlifehawaii.org. We encourage you to share them with a loved one or friend. Psalm 136, verse 26 says, "Give thanks to the Lord of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Melissa Singson. Until next time, along with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.